A first-half goal from Daniel Grimshaw and a late Ashley Mulholland penalty gave FC United a 2-0 away win over Burstco on Wednesday night, setting up a trip to Chorley in the next round of the Dudeson Sport Cup. Just after the hour mark, a flowing FC move involving a superb 1-2 between Carlos Rocca and Lee Neville saw Rocca's goal-bound shot blocked. The Reds took the lead 5 minutes later, when another good move, this time down the right wing, saw the ball worked into the box where it found Daniel Grimshaw, who took a touch and rifled the ball into the net.
Across to Kyle Jacobs over the halfway line now. Jacobs, no. Norton wants it.
He did.
But Jacobs goes on his mazy run. Goes past one. That's a decent ball right hand side. And Wolfen will have the pace to get beyond the defence. Yes, he can. Towards the back post. It's held up. First time shot comes in. Goal!
Goal! Danny Grimshaw.
And Grimshaw there. Just thought he'd taken the ball slightly too far.
Yeah.
But he's in with his left foot. And FC United take
class
the lead.
Class football on. That. Class football there on the right hand side.
And we've just, as I say, in the last 10 minutes, we've stepped up a gear, we've moved forward with some good aplomb.
The lead was almost doubled 5 minutes later when another great passage of football saw Matthew Wolfenden through. He played the ball back to Jake Cottrell, who saw his shot blocked. The game exploded into life shortly before half-time when Neville was caught by Connor Roberts on the touchline. Both players came together with other players getting involved. When calm had been restored, the referee decided to give Roberts just a caution for the tackle, but to send off Lee Neville for apparently throwing mud at his opponent. Into the second half, the game seemed to be petering out, but came to life in the last couple of minutes. Firstly, Ashley Mulholland picked up a clearance in his own half and ran the full length of the Burstco half before firing into the side netting. Then, as the game entered stoppage time, the Linnets almost picked up an equaliser when Williams fired a shot at goal that Spencer did well to tip wide. The game was wrapped up a minute later, when Mulholland was pulled down in the box. He took the penalty himself and sent Roberts the wrong way to seal the victory.
Going to get a decent ball, no he can't, and this time FC United spray, there's four against three, sprays the ball right off, and this is a lovely ball this time. Can Mulholland make amends for the goal that he should have just scored? Ball onto the penalty area, goes the wrong side of his player, and he's pulled down, penalty FC United, and it was always going to be a penalty. I thought he'd gone the wrong way, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's Mulholland, he steps up, this will be the final touch of the game, ball of the game as well, I would have thought. Mulholland steps up.
Yes,
2-0, and that'll kill the game because there is no more time to play. And a spirited effort second half, certainly from Burstco.
Yeah,
but they've had the additional man for the 45 minutes, and FC United of Manchester look like they're going through, and Chorley will await them on the 14th of January.
It was a decent run out for the team, the selection showing there is an intention to progress in the competition.